slow start surprise you, especially after as well as you played in Winnipeg?
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out. We're racking our heads in between periods and tried to do what we could do as far as trying to jump start us a bit. We had nothing, absolutely nothing, which is, like you said, disappointing, obviously. That we should have had more in this game. You come home, I don't care how many games we played, whatever the, you guys call it, the trap game or whatever the hell it's called. It's ridiculous. We knew that they were going to work, and in order for us to have success tonight, we needed to at least match their work. We got caught from behind. We lost our puck battles. There's not one guy. I'm not going to mention a guy because I think the entire group gets lumped together.
Saying that, Dean, at 3-1, did you think maybe there was a spark? And how tough was the goal that they give them? Right,
terrible. 100%. Yeah, we had some life. And then we give them a semi-breakaway, and it ends up in our net. Yeah, that hurt us as much as the start did. Maybe we have some life, but it's great to say, you know, we had life, you know, but we should have had life from the start of the game, right? Drop of the puck.
How early do you sense that, and what can you do behind the bench to try to fix it?
Well, we tried talking, we tried shifting some stuff, you know, you try talking to guys, obviously, individually, but, you know, it's funny because if it's one line or it's a one guy or whatever, then you can maybe single it out. It's like, you know, it's tough because you try in between periods when the whole group's there, and it's difficult when, you know, you don't have even a line or, you know, some guys that are pushing forward to, you know, go in the right direction. So, you know, obviously we got to throw it out, and we haven't skated for a bit, so we'll get a good burn tomorrow and get our legs going again.
I think you may have partially answered what I was just about to ask there, but basically in a game like this one, you're going to obviously want to go over some things, you know, tomorrow, but is this one where you almost kind of just want to move past it quickly and not make too much of it?
Yeah, you have to remember, you have to learn from what we just did, obviously, and we have to do some things. There's a lot of things that we turned the puck back more tonight than we ever have, which tells us that we're getting caught from behind, so you don't feel comfortable going forward. So you automatically turn back or you move the puck back, and all you do is, you know, invite a forecheck and invite them to be more aggressive with an aggressive team. And we just fed into that because what we didn't do. And, you know, for the most part, we don't do that. And especially even the games we lost out on the road, we were still playing right, going north, playing hard. Tonight we played south and played soft.
Kind of alluded to it a little bit, talking about not having skated in a while. Do you feel like that's a little bit of an influence, maybe not being as sharp as you want to be?
Yeah, but we've played a lot of hockey games, right? I mean, we just come off a really good game that we, you know, we had energy, we had jump, we had legs. You know, we had all the distractions and all that kind of stuff with the travel and whatever. Who cares? Like, it's a freaking hockey game, right? It's like, it's not that hard to skate and work. But to a man, we didn't have it. We'll address it tomorrow morning. And like I said, we'll hopefully spin our legs tomorrow and be able to slide into the next game with some jump.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.